lay, 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 lay across my big grand bed. Lay, 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 lay across my big grand bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, 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 lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
The Blue Fairy Book by Andrew Lang. Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time there lived in a certain village a little country girl. The prettiest creature was ever seen. Her mother was excessively fond of her, and her grandmother doted on her still more. This good woman had made for her a little red riding hood, which became the girl so extremely well that everybody called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day her mother, having made some custards, said to her, "Go, my dear, and see how thy grandmamma does, for I hear she has been very ill. Carry her a custard, and this little pot of butter." Little Red Riding Hood set out immediately to go to her grandmother, who lived in another village.
Sanyo ex wis commander Q.
The stars. Thank you. Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. Take 2, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. It's Monday, September 25th, 2003. I think it's probably, noonish, maybe? Voice journal entry from Black Rock Arts Festival, Black Rock City, Nevada. Well, this is day one of the festival. I haven't done this voice journal project on any regular basis in quite a while, and I would like to resume it. And in a way, I think that, well, I started this project originally at Burning Man 2 years ago, I think. It was for a radio show at the time, and now it might be for a radio show again, but now it's more for now it's more for its own sake, and and from what might come of it, in times and places I cannot right now foresee. So I'm working with this Panasonic stereo radio cassette recorder, RQ-A16, and I'm not sure what I'm going to record here or how often, but I'm thinking that I'd like to record things that would, I'm not really sure. Things that might, aside from my entries, be appreciable in the audio-only format. Sean Lamont and I left Seattle, Washington, Saturday about 12:30, and we arrived in Black Rock City Sunday, that is yesterday, about maybe 7 o'clock, and we've set up tents with a camp called Arid, A-R-I-A-I-R-I-D, Parson Island Resort is Dead Camp. And last night, the city was pretty well unbuilt. There are a lot of people here, but there are not a lot of things up yet. Let me think of the highlights. Well, one of the interesting highlights was I found a bag of Amanita muscaria mushrooms that I had picked in Western Oregon on the coast last fall, and hadn't tried them or tried Amanitas at all. And last night I ate 3 of them. It was an interesting trip. A lot of it was empathetic. Some of it was trippy. But it was good. I was not in a good frame of mind before that, and it improved. The only fallout way thereafter was that I got sick, ass sick this morning, and so. What you doing? The man this year is built on a platform that is kind of a temple, and it's going to be open to everybody to come in and visit. It is half built right now, but it looks really good, even so far, even half built. God, the middle toe on my left foot is really, really... Oh, man, it's not in good shape. And I have a rash on my right leg shin that won't quite go away. Anyway, highlights. The man was one of them, even half built. There was a camp near Center Camp that had zoetrope. Had a zoetrope set up. They were in spinning 10 cylinders, and you'd spin them, and a sort of moving image would flicker by. There were about maybe 20 of them. And there was some really neat Eastern music in the camp as well that really fit the cylinder somehow. We met a girl who was at Picasso camp, which brings paints and large picture board for people to make art on, and it was her first burn, and she was very worked up and very high and very friendly and very excited. What else? It was fun riding across the playa. I have a bike. It's really nice. It's big and it holds me sturdily. So this morning after I finished in the bathroom, I put on some sunscreen, and I've been taking stuff out of my suitcases and whatnot and organizing them a bit. I guess trying to learn from other years how to ramp up. I don't really like that word, but accelerate. Increase, I don't know. Merge with the city. I have, I don't know, 25 times 37, 3,700, 1,850, 925. I have something like 900 books here to bring out, to give out at my bookstore, which I think I'm going to hold off on for now. It's only Monday. I want to wait. But I might bring some along to give out, not just at the bookstore, but otherwise. Starting to sweat, which means it would be best to get out of this tent soon. Anyway, so I think that's good enough for first entry here. And this tape already has some good stuff on it. It has my friend Jim playing music, my friend Judah saying poetry. And now it has the beginnings of reporting from Black Rock City. So, more later. I think it's Tuesday, September 26, 2003. Five AM? I don't know. My tent, Black Rock City, Nevada. I feel like I'm perpetually left outside the coupling experience. I missed Lisa a lot tonight. I felt her spirit here strongly, even when I wasn't thinking about it. Especially when I did think about it. Anything positive I can say about her, or should say about her.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me, I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me, I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call. Settle down, won't settle for less, as long as there's a chance that I can have it all. I'll go it alone, that's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free, I've gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die, I've gotta be me. I'll go it alone, that's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me.
Commander Q.
36 Jesuífe Commander Q.
The stars.
As she was going through the wood, she met with Gaffer Wolf, who had a very great mind to eat her up, but he dared not, because of some faggot-makers hard by in the forest. He asked her whither she was going. The poor child, who did not know that it was dangerous to stay and hear a wolf talk, said to him, "I am going to see my grandmamma, and carry her a custard and a little pot of butter from my mamma."
"Does she live far off?" asked the wolf.
"Oh, aye," answered Little Red Riding Hood. "It is beyond that mill you see there, at the first house in the village."
"Well," said the wolf, "and I'll go and see her too. I'll go this way, and you go that, and we shall see who will be there the soonest."
Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. It's not so much that I want to record me reading poems, though that would be nice. I want to record all your like smart ass remarks for posterity. Smart-ass remarks are being recorded. All of you, not just you, Sean.
I want to see the machine that records just my smart-ass remarks.
That would be good. All right. Oh, that's right. So how long is the CD, Sean? Does it pack
an hour?
Pack the rafters?
You may want to keep going. They don't appeal to you.
One button up from where it's on this.
Yeah, I see. I was making it repeat all in case I'm over 16. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to repeat.
You have to get it twice to get it cut after a long pause.
What?
You
have to play twice. Tricked me. Alright. So I'm gonna read a bunch of stuff to you guys.
September 8th.
Is it? 2003.
Monday.
Okay, so let's start. First thing I want to read is called Making a Liar. Which one could interpret erotically?
The light on
the right.
It's on the dimmer.
Yeah, it's true.
The foot pedal is in there.
Oh. Yeah, turn off the window here.
I guess that's my job because I got the home viewers.
All right, very cool.
Thank you.
You've been a great stage manager, truly. Even though you're a damn hard boss. Got my money now.
It's hard to interpret this erotically so far.
Sorry.
What's it called again?
Bitch. Okay, this begins with an epigraph from Rainer Maria Rilke from a poem called Turning Point, which reads, "Behold, O innermost man, your innermost maiden. Listen with your eyes closed at the peril of falling asleep." I think that helps. Behold, O innermost man, your innermost maiden, fought for and won from thousands of natures, she that was only one up till now and never as yet a creature beloved. Secret unfoldings of pulse amidst the crude talking surfaces. A dream cruising along coalescence, blood, youth, dimensions of sensation. Stripped of movement, merely a girl god, merely a star, a waiting, a live meal. I want to taste her lips as they are tasting. I want to follow her into evanescence. She flings the thrill of wet stars across what is hard. She dapples difficulty, steers thrust, conceals her absence among shadows. But forgetting and falling, she becomes again a language conceived for acquiescence. She is bitten, eaten, chewed, but nothing changes. Everything burns down. Toward midnight, she is less rising eyes and swimming smiles, taut implosion. Her dew is drying, making ready, finding the larger cups, the durable reservoirs. She is the snap of metal, hands measuring the fence's limits, doubts face to the wall. What she'll be, her flesh has long been told. Her back is stoical, but her blood is tickled with peeping dreams. Unwrapped in the darkness, she chases the moment's desire. Contrived to open, to receive, she fits among hands and eyes. She waits for the universe's eyes to approve her, hovers lightly near falseness. Something about to bloom in this world, something about to die. Her lover levitating amongst her forest of pink-cheeked dream music. The urge to caress, the power to ripen, the compulsion to own, to cage and burn, to say you are her and you are not her, and I love you, and bend back more. To find her last shadow, her heart trembling, dress her in acquiescence and a new name. She moans breezes of notes, a bruised being, a struck thing, a cage of whim and laughter. No blood stirvulsing from buttermilk and conquest, get covered in eyes again. Her body is still young, its surface unmarked. She is learning to ride the universe. It will play her henceforth. She will learn to be played. This is called Millennial Artist Survival Guide. About, because it was about 1999, and I was thinking about, I don't know, I was just thinking about art and the millennium and the cross between them, and I had a bunch of like aphorisms that I'd written down that came out of acid trips, so I decided to take my list of aphorisms and see if I could turn them into a poem. And then I did, and called it that. There is a secret joy amongst these times, a within's within, unknown and speckled spectral thing, an exploding blare and swoop from between our dreams, a series of coated midnight shadows, glyphs taught with our best laughter. All cosmos, we are all cosmos, without and within. We are all cosmos, we are all careening. We need to begin now, trade into ecstasy. We are beginning now, always beginning now. Begin now, tell the truth, how fear so often drops the artist in flight. Begin now, tell the truth. There is more to this cool night than a spasm chased, a spasm caught, uncapped and hard, caught and had. Tell the truth, begin now. Our lives are thin and dry, yet still we're ready to rise. Our best thoughts scattered angels, ready to collect and make new gods, new art. But how to rise, how to make, thin and dry, the ground tracked with dull diamonds. Yesterdays, the air full of dead dawns, dreams, gods beyond the next galaxy slowing no one's tears, learn to steer. Gods buried in pointed buildings and fading volumes diminish no one's fears. Days the undirected ships and dreams revelations of continuous crashings. Shut off the lights, smile, undress, crash again. Morning again, secret joy amongst these times, within's within. Is your art necessary? Study today secretly from a distance 1,000 miles up or 1,000 miles far. What are you to the lesser gestures of breeze? What is your art to that hillside coven of oaks or that grove of ravens? Bury your pen, become a fountain of blank sheets, empty, evaluate. Another day pink-cheeked and whispering, laughter inside fat rays of light, all is sunlight today, do you follow? Secret joy, within's within. Follow your song, today it's all yours. When does today begin? Can it possibly end? Follow your sun, it's always been there. Become a blank sheet covered in fountains. Blow ever higher. Trust. We are all cosmos, we are careening. Okay, tell of secret joys, sing of within's within. More drums, more dancers, more bonfires. We're all masters of knowing now. We all can fly, a kiss, a tab, a cold and sweet blue dusk. But how is it relevant? Practice on differentiation. Watch us name molecules, watch us paint with supernovas. Recognize God equals art equals I equals art equals God equals I. Time will stop, time will go, just watch. A kiss, a tab, a cold and sweet blue dusk, a full moon, handfuls of stars, roused spirits, a long sky-tending tree, leafless, several scattered through the autumn wind. Ready? No? Go. Go into the flow. It's past midnight now. Time for seeking vampires and scribbling zombies. A whole town of them. Go. Go into the flow. Two kisses, two tabs. Long-legged blue dusk. Cold and sweet, draped over midnight. Brick buildings full of gunshots. Welcome to Zombie Town. Let's not stay, for here we can only do this, not that. Preach apologies for the night. It's vampires and scribbling zombies. But really, are we doing all we can? Listen to me, I'm in giggling pieces by now. Are you doing all you can? Listen to me, I preach to occasional dogs and flayed mathematicians. Listen to me, are you doing all you can? The wind is rising higher, don't you want to ride it anymore? Who are you? Are you the eyes of the world? I mean, who are you? Ready? No? Who are you? There's little left here but lights and purple fruit. I'll help you by leaving. I'll teach you how to evanesce. I'll recount my greatest times of laughter, the nights when I danced and died. But I'll leave in one way or another. I am time itself. I exist until you no longer need me. Something's about to happen. A net cast into black waters is caught and dragged down. Something's about to happen. A jagged formation of jets passes over a rousing herd of buffalo. Something's about to happen. Beyond the book's talkings and the blinking boxes of diminutive noise, something's about to happen. The anxious buzzings passing from our dreams to our limbs. Secret joy, within's within, spectral illuminations available everywhere. Beware. Be aware. Lunch counters, swinging dives, graveyards where vampires meet and breed, where zombies chuckle and scribble. Beware and be aware. Your flood isn't receding, is it? You're not diminishing. The anxious buzzing is your music, song beyond song, beyond words and notes. Become a virgin again. Reinvent and reinvent and reinvent and reinvent. I am you and you are me and we are the world beyond eyes. Secret joy, sniff the air. Within's within, see your heart. A kiss, a tab, there is no blue dust. Become a virgin again. We've got to huddle closer together. We've got to remember how. The secret joy is today's open hands. The secret joy is always beginning now. Worked that along a train in Boston. Finished it in this graveyard. It was really cool. It's great. I used to talk to the trees there in the spirits. I'd never had a relationship with a cemetery before. But it was right near my house and it was right along the path from the train. And when they started hanging out there, I realized it was the coolest place in the town. Yeah, no kidding. It's really true. Okay. This is called Phantom Limbs, after Rumi. And this came about because I heard the phrase phantom limbs, and I thought it was really well, not cool, but really interesting. It's the when someone's in has a limb amputated, they often still feel it, the sensation of it there. And so I thought, what's that? What are fetishes? Oh, fetishes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I was thinking about if you just took that, phrase and just turned it into a metaphor. And so what I did was, I've always admired Rumi, the poet, and so what I did was I took some lines from some of his poems and like took them as sort of a kind of a starting off place and a place to return to for refrain. And so that's why it's after Rumi. Okay. We live our lives by habit. Each face we have to show each other begs for redemption. Eyes glisten, mouths silent. We were raw, we matured, then we burned. Cascades of fresh notes as new soul enters the twilight den. Crescendos of hope, eyes glisten, a moment packed to its combustible limit. Tick, tick. We live our lives by habit. Someone lights a hookah. Today I woke neither empty nor full. Today I was not frightened. Today the books blurred in sunlight. Today discovered several dream instruments by my bedside. Let the beauty we are be the love we feel. Today I kneeled and kissed the ground. Called it a sleeping kitten. Called it sky. The hookah I smoked today puffed new clouds. The new clouds floated to the ceiling, twined limbs. Numberless sleeping kittens blurred together in sunlight. In your light, my bride, I learned about beauty. Bridge, beauty, my shadows for your love. For your life, my music for your love. You dance inside my chest, no one sees you. Sometimes I do. This sight becomes my art. A dream had by a tangle of warm kittens, hookah smoke, morning sunlight. I need your help again. Phantom limbs collect in the shadows of the twilight den. The morning lingers here. The murderers shift quietly among their foul blood. We live by habit, smoke the ceiling black with our silence. The lover, the poet, the painter, and the philosopher enter in a knot of squalloring convictions. None drink the offered coffee. The owner returns from putting down several lambs. Even his ragged beard glints blood. He settles among his reserved cushions with thoughts of dinner, brothels, the tone of a particular thigh. The lover stands unsteadily, cries out, pounds his heart, phantom limbs vibrate, tinkle. The poet laughs darkly, recites a profane rhyme. Praises God, laughs louder. The philosopher and the painter consider the brothel, count their money, the one with his thigh sheared off from a tavern fight, the other willing to pay more for the privilege of a room whose wall muffles cries. We live by habit. The owner will stay home again tonight, his dinner a thick stew. The morning is over. Again my bride hasn't come. Morning, twilight, habit, phantom limbs, none make a difference. Even midnight, its obscure blood and thunder, no, makes no difference. We live by habit. We stalk street corner singers for news of our elusive contentment. Wish something better in the world was for sale. Brothels of happiness, brothels of Easter. My friend the lover visits me most mornings. We discuss my absent bride. He praises her youth, calls her a kitten. Says she's raw, she'll mature, you'll burn. Happiness, my friend. I'll come around in a year to see how finely you're burning. But nothing makes a difference. I'll fill my bride when she finally comes. Watch her mature. Watch her burn. Watch her explode. I promised my bride redemption over and over until her eyes glistened. Each time I touched her, a cascade of fresh notes. Together we smoked a hookah. I taught her to drift along the morning, immolate slowly, reason her way from worship of God to ambiguity, evanescence, twilight. She finally agreed. Churches take away everything. Leave us embarrassed. Leave us clean and gray and dismal with comfort. I seduced my bride into hope of a lesser paradise. She was happy. No more veils, she said, and kissed me. No more fractured pipes to bliss, she said, and urged me to lick harder. Then she was gone. I smoke less often now, waiting. In her absence, I am learning how to love. Remembering her beauty, I understand music better. She dances inside my chest like a bright fever with raw yellow claws. None in the den sees her, swirling and crackling among those phantom limbs. I do, and I understand music better, my pain exhaling fresh cascades of notes every moment. No more veil, she said, and kissed me. We live our lives by habit. We were clean. We bloom. We fall. We spend our finite number of faces readying to ask the most important question, the only question. The moment comes, maybe morning, maybe twilight. The moment comes, our eyes glisten. The philosopher finishes another coffee. Praise God? No, friend, that's not what he's there for. Our eyes glisten. The moment passes. The poet brings me his new songs. The poet rhymes emptiness and fear with his strong voice and lithe muscles. The poet writes nothing down save on the backs of prostitutes who mother him and feed him good wine. The poet disdains the use of any instrument to accompany his song. The poet kneels, imparts to the earth the treasure of his touch. The poet tells me of beauty till I complain. I damn hookah smoke and coffee. I damn the helplessness of longing, of love. The poet praises God, laughs darkly, recites a profane rhyme, mentions my bride's name. I laugh with him. I rarely leave the twilight den anymore. The owner shows me his herd of sheep. He praises their wool, their meat, praises their dumbness. Without our damned questions, how easy our lives would pass, he cries. No churches, no hookahs, no brothels. Later, his mind devolved to mist, he allows the painter to continue work on his portrait. The painter limps slowly. The painter knows I see phantom limbs everywhere. Asks me questions as he paints our torpid friend. Where do you think my bride has gone? I answer. I was the first to see her naked back glisten in the moonlight. I released her from so much. The painter shows me his picture. My bride lies sleeping in a gaunt-faced mist. Blue streaks run violently down her back. The owner stirs angrily, demands order and calm in his establishment, mumbles praises of God, great belly rumbles. I promised my bride redemption until her eyes glistened over and over, until her eyes glistened. Days pass, fade, twilight always. I visit the brothel often, but they refuse my money. They lock the front door some nights when I come. One agrees to be my bride's legs, another her breasts, candy, kittens, blood, thunder, another her mouth, another her thighs, but they all fight to be her back glistening in the moonlight. This too will become habit. Redemption happens every moment of our lives or never at all. Returning to the twilight den, I take my new place among the murderers, them shifting among their foul blood. No more veil, she said, and kissed me. My eyes glisten. The moment passes. The rest are pretty much short. So I was in Chicago at the Art Institute, which is their big museum, and they have just stupendous collections. Paintings at the Art Institute of Chicago. They have like that Grant Wood picture with the, I think it's Grant Wood with the American farmer and his wife. What?
American Gothic.
And they have some other like great stuff. They have lots of George O'Keefe. Mm-hmm. It's a great. The first time I went to Chicago for a week, I was like 4 out of the 7 days I was in Chicago, I was at that museum. Wanted to live there. So, Anyway, all right. Back in June of 2000, I started a project I haven't finished yet, but I'm pretty close to finish. And my thought at the time was that I wanted to write a series of poems that lines kept recurring in different poems from earlier poems, and it was like a giant poem, but made up of many components. Yeah, I was thinking more of like DJs mixing. That's what I was thinking. I was like admiring the idea of taking different things and mixing them together. And there's only so much you can do with languages, so if something a person can read and get some kind of, you know, understanding of it. But anyway, so I just picked some from that. My like magic number 6. So I decided to write the first series. Like, there turned out to be 6 series of poems, and each series has 36 poems in it. So the whole series is called 6x36 Nocturnes. So, and some of the poems have multi-parts, and so when it's done, it'll be 360 poems. And I've written 352 as of a week ago, I wrote most recently. At Burning Man.
Well,
no, not even, not even. No, I don't have any interest in it. But I picked out like some of the ones that sort of have the repeating quality and just sort of stand on their own as opposed to being part of the series where they would rather share. Anyway, the first one I picked out happened to be one from when I was at the Art Institute of Chicago, and I was looking at this picture by Pablo Picasso called The Old Guitarist, which is pretty famous. It's this gaunt old man playing guitar. Is it sound familiar? Yeah.
I've seen it.
You've probably seen it too, Sean, without necessarily knowing the reference. Probably because it's a famous image as well as being sure. But it shows this guy, I think he's kind of cross-legged and his head is sort of distorted and he's holding a guitar. And it's really weird and haunting. I love Rene Picasso. He went on to be famous, but man, when he was early, when he was young and doing that blue period stuff, good Lord. He no longer plays the notes, no longer sings the words. There never were notes or words. There was springtime. Yes, and children too. There was the ocean spray that warped and defined the instrument, but it really played nothing. He remembers. Oh yes, this is how it really was. Perhaps one fellow did really play the music in all those years. Perhaps. A gypsy. Scum. But the night he charmed her. Fires, dreams, a roasted pig. Yes, well, perhaps. So that was music. Really music. The night never really burned like that before or since. Crosses and cunts. Piety of priests and senators crafting sewage from platitude and revolver. To play one true note. To refuse the coin, to reach beneath this life's nightly bed of rubble and come up with a handful of sunshine, just once. So I finished the first series of the 6 while on a bus between Cleveland and Boston. Cleveland to New York, and then New York to Boston. And then I actually finished the last bit of it somewhere in Boston, sitting at a cafe. And I didn't know what I was doing at first. I didn't know I was going to write so many. I didn't know the sort of plan unfolded as it went along. But essentially I finished the first 36 and figured, wait a minute, I'm not done, so I have to do it again. Well, I can't have 2 series of 36 poems. I've got to have 6.
OCD much?
So, one of the things that recurs is there's a vague narrative that shows up once in a while, sort of unpredictably. There's this guy that's sort of called the master. He's kind of like a crotchety old man that shows up in a few of the poems. And then there's this unnamed female muse-like character who shows up. And the funny thing is, in the first bunch, there was no actual woman I knew who I had any muse thoughts toward. And then the muses started showing up in the later poems as I met the woman. They just showed up and took their place, whether they liked it or not.
Are they all
the current muses have shown up. All the women I've been involved with in one way or another for the past 3 years have shown up in the poems.
No, you're the following them.
What do you mean?
Does the next muse that shows up automatically assume her place in the poem?
Well,
I mean, personally show up.
I don't know. You're harassing me. Stage manager, there's a rest on the audience.
I asked a legitimate question.
I think what Sean's getting at is the current incarnation fulfill all the muse ideals.
Oh,
prior brought together.
Well, actually, what happens is that it's sort of backwards. The muse takes on the characteristics of the current woman rather than the woman taking on the person. I try to like keep some grip on reality. That way.
So
does it squirm and struggle so like, and try to get away?
It's very gluey, it's like and drippy.
I was wondering if you were writing your women, or if you were like the women were writing poetry. I guess
it's sort of a polyamory of flesh and metaphor. Yeah, you'd make a very good cartoon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She's a very good cartoon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So imagine this being written on several buses over the course of hundreds of miles. Not that adds or subtracts anything. That's what I was. Tonight it will disappear along the path home, evaporate finally, leaving my bones and body to continue what I choose not to abide no more. Tonight goodbye to breasts and bellies, to want and strain, to cowardice, to lawlessness, to Howard hollow coins, to repression, to the best of it all, to futility. What remains a holy emptiness, the persistence of mold, still hungering for a crevice of treasures, a secret burning city of bliss, an invisible forest, happy fleshlessness. I have only these words to summon you. Panic, jettison, whirlpool, modulation, pain, silence, concession. I dream of flying, I dream of you. I do not wish to disappear just yet. He laughs and says, regard your own hand, boy. Can you even claim to understand its magic? Do you understand anything at all? No, I understand nothing, nothing at all. I flow and stagger blindly. Somewhere you writhe and wiggle too. Somewhere your secret language hints at my name. You ponder symbols that somewhat resemble me. I cannot disappear along the path home tonight. I cannot yet disavow you. He laughs again. Believe in everything, still for no damn good reason. Faith, children and lunatics, one or two preachers, artists who limp and bleed and flail but fight on. Yes, boy, fine. You've known none like me. I'll be your first and last. We know each other already in dreams and silence. Something already between us, not yet word, nor yet shine, yet beyond shadow, no longer blue fancy. Something from somewhere, wreckage of a dream, a remaining bliss, a residua, word made flesh, made word made flesh, a ring of echoes round the universe, a glance that began 1,000 centuries ago, mirrors of fire before time began to contrive its noose, an unfound door in an unnoticed wood by which the bus careens before its crash. Every day, forever thoughts of the last kiss, the next dollar, a floating passage spent with a book called Why. How often have I disappeared along the path home? Who arrives in my place? Who will you meet when your equation rolls me into your life? How will he be at loving you? Will he midnights when sweat and bloody back conversation think even then about evaporating? Will you hold him tight with teeth till he yowls?
will you and he, known as we, claw in some dawns, become useless of words, finally settle to prayer with preacher sunrise and the butterfly overlord flaming harmony chorale. Butter pecan ice cream, bourbon with shots of LSD. He says grimly, you've got a mind like a bag full of penny candy, son. Go ahead, give her bouquets of ecstasy and annihilation. See how long she stays. There's more, oh terrible amount more. I've chosen to survive along the path home, and this means trouble, for I have my demands. I have something to offer. I'm going to keep an offering until someone accepts. Words, wounds, laughter, lawlessness, fingers that know how to rile and flow, tongue bearing a tray of dangers, skin with seething pores, warm breath flows over me from a universe strange, growling, curious, a riddle curled in sleep. Will our love reveal to something that will not desist? Will I lay it at last calmly, not just with you, but among the forever legion of your sisters, our sisters, more than sated, more than empty, trusting again, as once, in the breast and the belly, the gleam, undulation, yes, the undulation I have painfully witnessed in each of you diminishing from me across the ridiculous battle of my years, trusting again that the milk is true, the sweat honest, the moan numberless, the thought instinctive with lack of memory. What more can I demand of thee, young love? How can I be of more annihilating service to thee? Could mere fucking ever be this fun? To play one true note, to nail you among the dense strews of a dryly rotting haystack called reality, to demand your answers bear a few words along with the usual flex and touches, to play one true note and watch you dance, cyclone, fury, a mind, several, many, all, watch you devour air, watch you near me where I lie, prone and stiff, take me without softness, without regret, without emotion, the animal in you has etched your cheeks in pig's blood. What you do to me is about existence itself, the pain involved crude and effective, the tightening sun above quickens your grind. You've gone now beyond female, beyond wife and sister and mother and nurturer and whore. There is no pretty purpose left in you, no morality tattooed on your breasts from the many centuries as chalice and property. Preying on me you feed, saving me of weariness and seed, you pray neither vanity nor shame as truth releases your blood, seeking finally to remove the I from here and hereafter. Neither I nor we, nor he nor she. At last an ending, that all may become possible again, the teaching grid visible again in every growl and vine, above all the glowing dotted roof of the cosmos and possibly high, the floor down unseen below, creatures again, nameless and divine and native to this mystery and miracle, walking, hunting creatures, dreaming by daylight, unable to distinguish a branch from a kiss, a memory from a claw, a word from a deed, all the lands and waters alive with these creatures, neither risen nor fallen, but floating, wiggling, saucy with moonkin, ferocious to learn from weed gurus. Tonight, my love, and thus I approach you, each word scrawled on a dry leaf of mud, the madness and magic of anguish and anticipation, how I approach you by flare, by crackle, by retch. Tonight, my love, approaching you, shedding sinews and blue fancies, my music denses and readies. That was on a bus. Yes, sir? No, I used to do Monday. But don't you have a little... Yeah, she has a little bucket of quarters in it.
Yeah.
cabinet. Yeah.
No.
Oh, there. Quoting a passage found in a book called Why. Mm-hmm. At one point, the boss was trapped in the Pennsylvania mountains. And the funny thing, that was... No, it wasn't the song. I take that back. It was just traffic jam. Accident. But almost 3 years later, last spring when I was coming back, and I told you about the New York City thing. Well, that had been already compounded by the fact that the bus was trapped in a snowstorm in the Pennsylvania mountains in like the exact place 3 years before. So we got into New York like hours late and found out the buses were all canceled for 12 hours or 18 hours. I think that would be a challenge to like write a book called, what do you title it? Why? It would really, I don't know, it'd be a task. Every time you sat down to work on it, staring at the title, why? Almost like the book was accusing you. Oh, yeah, yeah, I wasn't thinking about it, no. Is it valuable? My Montreal ex-girlfriend keeps up with me through that. It's really funny. Sometimes she posts the guest book. When I was dating her, she had coppery red hair. I guess in her own eyes. thought she was rather fetching. And now she had blonde hair for a while, and now she has what she calls luscious dark brown hair. And apparently she has become a workout person like you guys. And she said shed, I don't know, some pounded jaw. She's trying to flirt with me online. I'm allowed to break my heart once per lifetime.
Maybe she wasn't
crazy. Oh, Lord. The guy that she dated after me, I didn't know this until like a couple months ago when I had this long conversation online. She's like 27 now. We dated a couple of years ago. She would have been about 25. Sean doesn't believe I dated anybody over 19 right now. Anyway, okay, so the guy she got involved with after me, he was like 18 at the time. So, and apparently, he wasn't even like a voraciously horny 18-year-old. She was like, still pissed off about that. You don't be that young and immature, you should just at least be like horny as a jackrabbit. But anyway, I guess he started out as a really nice guy. She was involved with him for a couple of years, and then their relationship deteriorated badly, and apparently he ended up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, so yeah, we were talking. She started flirting with me. I was remembering the two times I went to Montreal to see her.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I could use some more of those. Like, she says, I could use like 20 more of those kind of dates.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find someone to do it. They're all hot and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that you don't know what it's done to me. It gets done to me over and over again. It's like, well, somebody's got to let you know what they've got when they have it. I cut you. And I felt bad because I felt almost guilty. I was like, well, now you're all like looking hot and feeling better about yourself. You dumped a bad guy, got a good job.
And I'm to blame.
No, I just felt bad because she didn't, you know, she kept telling me how she hadn't been laid in a while. I mean, she's not a bad person. She's a really good person. But, and she has this daughter who's about 7, was about 5 at the time. She told me her daughter still remembered me. I gave her some, not her daughter, but I gave her some really cool presents and she still had them around. She's like, oh man. Like, Lisa made it really easy. She threw out all my gifts and she fucking abused and belittled me until, with her like stupid sensibility and bad choice of boyfriend, until finally now she's like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. It's too embarrassing. I can't look myself in the mirror. I can't even look myself in the wall.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just don't get that. Because I wanted her to have someone. I wanted her to be happy. I wanted her to be telling me about some really good guy that had come into her life who was like, loves to dance and loves to cook and loves to fuck every night and really good at it and really attentive and it's like, it's not
well looking.
But I felt bad because she was like retraining her attention on me and I was just ducking. And even if it was just a momentary retraining, even if it was just like a passing flirtation with an old boyfriend who would maybe appreciate it, it's like, no, I don't appreciate things. I'm way too like overly sensitive. I'm just sitting here feeling bad about it. It's not me. You'd be disappointed in me all over again in some friend. And don't think, but I want her to be happy. Unhappy women make me really sad. I don't know, I should be like concerned about unhappy men too, but they just don't affect me in the same way. Unhappy women, unhappy children. Just because they're better at being unhappy, they're better at showing it. And if someone's like good at being unhappy, they're easier to feel empathy or sympathy for.
Virginia Reel is a metaphor for wife swapping.
I just said. I just said that the Virginia Reel, like, that you keep, like, swapping partners, but by the end of it, you end up with a person instead of your Virginia Reel.
What is a Virginia Reel?
It's
a
square dance.
Oh.
And
the
quilt square.
The square dance, not the wiki quilt, the borrows and paint. I don't believe so.
Did you throw up on your shirt?
I'm like, no, that's missing now.
I throw up on my shirt.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You're dissing me.
Yeah, well, you dissed me earlier. I'll out-diss you any day.
I can, I was going to diss you. I can kiss you.
I don't know.
You
have
something
about me. And you didn't understand it. So.
Clarica explained it to me really nicely. Clarica had no diss in her heart.
I have a little chide.
That's right, you chided me.
I have a little bit of chide, but mostly it was like legitimate questions. With a little chide.
Okay.
A little sprinkle of chide.
Yeah.
Sour cream?
Chives.
You can get
one
of
chives.
So, Lara, at some point, I'm going to put you in charge of this camera.
Oh, God, do you have to?
Well, that way you don't get a picture. You don't have to be in the picture if you don't want to, or you can pass it off if you want to.
Yeah,
it's just point and shoot. If the flash is on, it's a little thing, a little door you open. It's just, I don't know, take a picture of Clarica sleeping. Take a picture of Sean from the, you know,
the
scalp view.
And the vomit on the shirt.
And the vomity shirt. Lying there.
The vomity shirt.
Yeah. The pictures they took were burning. Oh, you're right. Now it's been the pause. I had twice. Absolutely right. Okay. Was that 7 or 8 left?
No, you were on 7 or 8. This is good.
Oh, that's what you meant. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the camera shot.
Stop.
Alright, so, this is the first of the muses that showed up, and I met her online in October 2000, and, oh, here, I want to take a picture of you and keep the channel, keep it cooking.
Be proud.
Yeah, I'll angle it all artistically. I am safe.
Cheesecake. Cheesecake.
Take my boobies out, Sean.
We'll get together.
Is there a picture of Quigga? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're still at an angle. Your cartoony goddess.
That could be.
I love cartoons. And I like artists. So I met this girl, Lainey, who was not 18 at the time, Sean.
23.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
She's a lyric shock.
A late bloomer.
She was 23. And I wrote this for her on... We met online and I wrote her this poem for her that night.
You're
fast,
yeah.
That must have put you in her good place.
Oh, yeah. She was a wounded child. I was nice. I gave her some nice happy moments.
She sort of down.
She was a wounded child, you wise ass.
Check it.
Now you're in the... Sean's getting taken out of the... the... dark corner.
I'm the only good person in this room.
I'd like to assume, like...
Oh, okay.
Cleric is pulling for this next stage.
Well, it's only one person gets to wear the dunce cap. You can wear it together. Kind of cram it wide. Maybe it's rubbery. Tie you together with ropes. Force the hat over both your heads.
I'll take a picture.
But the other point of this is that, and perhaps Sean's earlier mock was not completely unpointed. Chide, his earlier chide.
His curiosity.
I don't have curiosity.
This was the first, now this is like into deep into the second series of these six. And this was the first woman who showed up who I worked into the Nocturnes, and the Nocturnes were in turn affected by her particular being.
One thing about Clarita is the later it gets, the more her filters, sort of like go away, so like the closer you are to like to the core.
Are we at the core? Not yet.
And the core gets weirder too.
That's good. Good, that's
alright. The filters are just...
So this is called for Elaine, October 2000. I think her name was Elena, and Elaine was her name. I need to call her Elaine. Naming people is a very potent thing. To begin again, to begin continuously, to learn how to see full moon always, ocean dawn always, newly fecund dance always, the moment when dance step becomes a more always. Begin again, begin continuously, break open the egg of laughter, how it spatters over woe. Will you share your music with me tonight, new love? If tonight we have but fancies of each other, joyful clippings extracted from within our heart's sadnesses, is this to you sufficient to architect a new beginning? What is love? Flames of intent sent by music's wide invisible road, kisses resembling phrases, smiles bouncing off the full moon, a hand touches another hand through machinery. Did your heart really jump? Did mine? What is love? A new dream, a bigger dream, no longer a dream at all. Begin again, begin continuously, neither awake nor dreaming. This universe a mist, a light, a shimmer, neither dream nor awake. Sometimes a yes voyage, sometimes a no voyage. Full moon always, ocean dawn always. We must be dreaming. We must be awake. We must be beginning. What is love? Remember you are beautiful. Begin here. Starry skies ecstatic. Blue moons rising. Remember, it's all good. You are beautiful. Begin here. Return to your beauty always in the blue-black midnight of doubt. Remember, begin here. Your beauty a new language, a glory rising. Bless you. Full moon always. Ocean dawn always. Allow yourself to be well, at ease, shine. Remember. Shine, you are ready. Release what is overcast. Choose to be clear. Know beyond awake the love of your dreams. Mist, light, shimmer. Begin again. Begin continuously. Beyond awake and dreaming, what is love? I'll follow you and learn. What is love? You'll follow me and learn. Begin again, again, and rightly call any beginning a miracle. Touch me with beauty. I'll tap you with balance. Together we'll harness pain to hurl our flight from dream and awake to meaning and truth. Maybe you'll love the wisest tree's praise. Perhaps clarity which does not break. I know I wrote this one. Because we were in a chat room and we started talking in a private message box, and she told me a secret. It was a very painful one. And I'm a total sucker for painful secrets, in terms of being pulled in and emotionally fussed with. And she really liked that, and I just kept throwing poems at her, unending. But this poem, the next one, this is like a tour of my muses. It's for the next one, whose name is Erica. Who is in Montreal.
And I still remember probably.
And she was 25, yeah. And she was 25 at the time, John.
So she's like
27.
Yeah. Oh, and she's hot as hell. I saw a picture of her. She was hot then when she was like, she had coppery hair, and she thought she was a little on the heavy side, and so she like worked out and stuff, you know. Now she has dark hair and she's all buff. But I have a rule that I told Karika earlier, you can only break my heart once each lifetime. You believe in cake frosting.
I have to keep it up in the wall afterwards.
Yeah. It just...
people walking around this world with no heart.
It just jingles in your chest.
Yeah, but if you have no heart, you can't find the other.
I didn't say. Heartbreak doesn't mean your heart disappeared. It just means it's broken. What do you want about, child?
Are broken things unfixable?
Duct tape.
Yeah.
It cures warts, after all.
I think dreams are like the problem. Not that hard.
Right, we're getting to the core. Wow. This is cool. Wow. Very good. Yeah, I know. It's so cute.
Giggly and profound. That's our quick
giggly shaman.
You need to start a lot of people tomorrow. I'm going to
bitch.
Life's
baby. Alright, anyway.
It's not completely wrong, man.
What journal? Do you have one? Really?
He hasn't updated it since June.
Yeah.
Not that we mind.
You mind? I don't mind.
I'm not in touch.
Alright. Evening, symbiosis. She drips blue wax, quarter century, press perception. Learn how to see through carnal blindness. She smolders with the hidden heat of empty space. See with touch toward her truth, the rampage in her glance. Play her power, revolve, evolve, fecundity, this universe's first and best bomb. All else knowable only by preachers versed in texts of water. Learn how to see through carnal blindness. See with taste her tapping grief. Feed upon this grief. Become this grief as thus you were conceived and born. A thread untwined from her music. Unsentimental seed become kindless fire. A freak. You abandon her for a festival years away. You, squalls and useless limbs then, but already a weed by religion, fancy, vocation, passion, furious with your existence.
Sanyo ex with Commander Pew.
36 Jesu if Commander Q.
Sanyo
ex with Commander Q.
Spirit,
no
rain, no rain.
War. At the size, yet a tree was ready. It was the bronze room, it was the tapestry. It was like the sea, and the stars
began to run as fast as he could, taking the nearest way, and the little girl went by that farthest about, diverting herself in gathering nuts, running after butterflies, and making nosegays of such little flowers as she met with. The wolf was not long before he got to the old woman's house. He knocked at the door. Tap, tap.
"Who's there?" "Your grandchild, Little Red Riding Hood," replied the wolf, counterfeiting her voice, "who has brought you a custard and a little pot of butter sent you by Mama."
The good grandmother, who was in bed because she was somewhat ill, cried out,
"Pull the bobbin, and the latch will go up."
The wolf pulled the bobbin, and the door opened, and then presently he fell upon the good woman and ate her up in a moment, for it was above 3 days that he had not touched a bit. Then he shut the door and went into the grandmother's bed, expecting Little Red Riding Hood, who came some time afterward and knocked at the door.
I do hope you're singing along. He said, "Everybody, Robin McNamara, lay a little lovin' on me." John's request. Sonny, all requests and dedication show. Congratulations to Lori Johnson. Lori was the correct caller. Picks up the Aretha Franklin Very Best of CD from Oldies Radio, the Instant Winner Thursday prize. Congratulations, Lori. Hey, if you're in the mood for a request or dedication, so am I. 800-833-9211.
Nassau's gone sore. We've got a dug on beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a dug on beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing this beat. Listen to the bass man go get that same groove. Listen to the guitar give that soul some tune. The horn drum bringing on the horn to you. Ain't a funky now. Listen good. New York, you know, has got a whole lot of soul. Good God. London town is too doggone cold. Yeah. Nassau's got sunshine, and this you all know. Yeah.
but we've gone funky, and we got some soul too. All right, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau. Listen, funky Nassau.
Oldies 95 KXGT-FM. Disapproved it. My mama wooed it.
Breeze 95 is KXGT-FM, Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's this one thing, you see, we never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. The way we do Proud Mary. And we rolling on the river. Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for my maid every night and day. But I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the thing might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Oh, the primary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
We're rolling.
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 Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
KXGT-FM.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Hey! Pule, pule! Watch it now, watch it! There you go, there you go! Watch it now, you get it. The thing you do.
And now, it's the All-Requested Dedication Show on Oldies Radio.
Oldies 95 KXGT-FM.
Ready on Oldies Radio. If you're ready, so am I. My phone is open at 800-833-9211. That's the All Request and Dedication Show number, 800-833-9211. Hi, what song can I play for you?
Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce.
That's a great song. What's your name?
Betty.
If I could say time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true. The box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you wanted to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Oldies Radio. We love this land of ours. Be proud. Celebrate America.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times are not forgotten. Look away.
Who's there? Little Red Riding Hood, hearing the big voice of the wolf, was at first afraid, but believing her grandmother had got a cold and was hoarse, answered, "'Tis your grandchild, Little Red Riding Hood, who has brought you a custard and a little pot of butter Mamma sends you." The wolf cried out to her, softening his voice as much as he could, "'Pull the bobbin, and the latch will go up!' Little Red Riding Hood pulled the bobbin, and the door opened. The wolf, seeing her come in, said to her, hiding himself under the bedclothes, "'Put the custard and the little pot of butter upon the stool, and come and lie down with me.' Little Red Riding Hood undressed herself and went into bed, where, being greatly amazed to see how her grandmother looked in her nightclothes, she said to her, "'Grandmamma, what great arms you have got!'
"'That is the better to hug thee, my dear.'
"'Grandmamma, what great legs you have got!'
"'That is to run the better, my child.'
"'Grandmamma, what great ears you have got!'
"'What is the better to hear, my child?'
"'Grandmamma, what great eyes you have got!'
"'It is to see the better, my child.'
"'Grandmamma, what great teeth you have got!'
"'That that is to eat thee up!" And saying these words, this wicked wolf fell upon Little Red Riding Hood and ate her all up. End of Little Red Riding Hood.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna stars fall from the sky for you and I.